She knows that your mom really takes your cell phone.
Second phone call attempt at 4:26 p.m.
I won't have the cell phone after
4.
I talked to Jeffrey, and I'm going to his house tomorrow morning, and I'm going to take, I'm taking my son, he's going to set something up for you now.
Well, like, what do you think, God?
I don't know, I'm going to talk to him tomorrow morning when I go to his house about it.
How much, like, would I get paid to last time?
Talk to him. I'll talk to him tomorrow, and then I'll bring you in the next day and just talk to him about it. I don't know. You're going to have to talk to him about it. I mean, I don't really work for him like that. I just bring girls to him, and they work for him. So you're going to have to talk to him about it. That's what I'm saying. When you work for him, I'll bring you in, and you can ask him before you work. So, like, what can I do to make more money?
The more you do, the more you get paid.
Okay, so, I mean, I don't know. Talk to him about it.
Want me to bring my sister for you so, like, you could get paid more or something? Or how much a girl...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm working tomorrow, and me and him are going to put a schedule together for you and your sister. So, I'll call you tomorrow when I leave Jeffrey with the schedule. Okay, well, what time? Well, why don't you? Okay, I'll leave you a message. That's fine. I'll leave you a message tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
She just hung up on me. She said she doesn't work. She just... That's fine. You did great. Give me
a
high five.
Yeah, that was good. Because she was throwing. She
threw you.
A tough girl.
Yeah. You know, you
did.
What did you
say that freaked you out?
Because she's like. I'm sitting up
a schedule for you and your sister.
She's setting up a schedule.
With him.
Yeah.